and your host, Pete and AJ.
Right, again.
Hosts.
AJ and Pete.
Okay.
Camera news.
Yes.
And it's yet another exciting week in camera world.
I hope it is exciting, AJ, because goodness. To be honest, it's getting a little bit depressing doing the camera news.
Why's that?
We're doing a regular update on this.
Yep.
Still no news from Canon.
Canon, yes. Our favourite, not favourite manufacturer.
Okay.
Yes, Canon still haven't replied to my emails, your emails, our phone calls, our pigeons with letters, our SOS. Please, Canon, just reply.
Yeah.
We just want to work.
There's got to be a Canon update, I think, in every episode until they give in.
Okay, yes.
Just make them buckle. So maybe you, listening or watching this, will do the same. Guys, I'm getting fed up with that segment about Canon. Please send them stuff.
Yeah, if you can.
That'd be good.
Write to Canon on our behalf. That would be great as well. Please comment on their Twitter or something. Why aren't you talking to Ingaff?
Yeah.
Hashtag talk to Ingaff.
That's amazing.
Yeah. If you do that, I'll pick one person to win something. I don't know what, but something from the studio.
Cool. Something of AJ's from the studio.
One of Pete's things. Well, straight in then. Should we go straight in?
Well, we warmed them up a little bit.
All right, yeah, okay.
It's a gentlemanly thing to do.
What, you don't go straight in?
Can't go straight in. Warm them up first.
Canon news.
Oh, that's a surprise, AJ.
Yeah, it's almost like I subscribe to certain feeds.
Yeah.
And they obviously listened to the future of Canon cameras news last time out.
Avid listeners, just not supporters.
And they went, those boys are right, they're onto something. We better get this to market quick.
Yeah.
Because they have released the Canon M50 Mark II. It's got a 24.1 megapixel APS-C size sensor with a Digic 8 processor. Whoop, whoop, whoop. We believe it will record uncropped 4K video.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're doing it again, AJ.
What's that?
You said, we believe.
Yes.
This is more hype, isn't it?
No, this is... It came out on Canon Japan's website, and there's retailers in America letting you do pre-orders. In fact, you can even pre-order off Amazon. So it's definitely been released.
Right.
But there's no detail on the crop yet, so no one's got their hands on it as yet. But maybe, as we speak, other lucky reviewers can get their hands on it, just not us, because Canon won't reply to us. The weird thing, though, is that on the Canon spec sheet, it says 4K 24p, so 24 frames per second. Which is great for all you cinema buffs that love recording at 24fps, but no mention of 25 or 30. So 25 for us is the television standard, 30 in America.
Yes.
We record a lot for that standard, and we tend to record in 25p.
So maybe this is so Netflix, you're not going to approve our cameras.
Yeah, but I mean, why not? It's a bit alarming, to be honest. You get 120fps in 1080. For your Peter McKinnon fans that like doing that slow-mo walking through treacle thing. I hate it. I really hate slow-mo. I have a fully articulating screen, as most Canon cameras tend to do now. Clean HDMI out, so you'll be able to use it to stream with, which is interesting, or record with an external recorder.
Yeah.
And with that streaming thing in mind, you can live stream directly from the camera via its inbuilt Wi-Fi straight to YouTube without any encoding in between.
That's very good.
That's really quite interesting.
So this frames per second decision has been clearly part of, we don't care about anything other than YouTube creators. Let's get it so that they can do story mode.
Story mode, and that's really fair point. Big part of the marketing blurb is vertical video. I don't know how it's any different than any other camera, you just turn it on its side. But they say it's a big thing, vertical video mode.
Unique selling point, Canon.
You can turn your camera 90 degrees with the Canon M50 Mark II.
Yep.
For just $600. Meh. It will ship in December, in time for Santa Claus to pop it down your chimney. What else does Santa pop down your chimney?
Well, when I was just a boy.
Yes.
I snuck into the lounge late one night and I caught Santa Claus.
Was it a great fright?
He was on top of your mum.
Right, let's move it on before this gets too dark.
Yeah.
And this one will be a surprise for you.
Okay.
Nikon news.
This is, when we say camera news, yeah. This is for mainly video.
Yeah.
Film.
Yeah, because we are a video-focused channel, not photography. Don't really care about photography that much.
So why?
Well, I'll tell you for why, Peter. Because Nikon have released the Z6 II and the Z7 II this morning. The Z6 II, you're like this, listen.
Right, okay.
They're two new full-frame mirrorless cameras from Nikon. So bang on the trend of moving away from DSLRs into the mirrorless full-frame world, as have Canon, Sony, Panasonic.
Yeah.
So Nikon are following suit.
But they're no good at video.
Well, you say that, but they're quoting that the Z6 II is the true multimedia powerhouse.
Powerhouse. Okay, I've got a vision here.
Yeah, powerhouse. Anthony Joshua. The Z6 II. For me, when any manufacturer of anything has to call their product something as overblown as a powerhouse,
it's going to be exciting.
For me, I'm waiting for the disappointment.
Ah.
There's always going to be something wrong with it. And good news is, Nikon haven't disappointed there.
Cool.
Yeah. So let me read the good bits first. The specs. Because on paper, there's some bits that sound really quite good about the Z6 II. It's a 24.5 megapixel full frame sensor with two X-Speed 6 processors. So it should be able to cope with a huge amount of data, large bit depth video files, huge amounts of raw photos. It's a massive amount of processing power in a camera. Two processors.
I get it.
It is a powerhouse. Powerhouse. Those two processors will let you do 4K video at 30 frames per second, or up to. 4K 60 is possible, but only possible with a APS-C size crop in 8-bit, and only after you do the firmware update that's coming in February. So first point, why release a camera that's not ready for market? If it's a multimedia powerhouse, it needs to be in line with the current capabilities of your competitors. So 4K 60 is quite a common thing now in multimedia powerhouse cameras, full frame mirrorless cameras, especially with two processors. So why release it when you can't do that thing yet? It gets better.
Right.
You can record in their fully flat N-Log profile. Log footage, awesome for post-production, all those color options you get when you're editing.
Yeah.
10-bit N-Log. That's going to be huge data files, going to be loads of data there, really great rich image to work with. But that's only available if you record out via the HDMI with something like an Atomos Ninja V or similar.
No, that can't be right.
Can't do it internally, but okay.
It's a powerhouse.
It's a powerhouse, but there's lots of cameras you have to record out via HDMI to get the end.
Okay, we compared it to Mike Tyson.
All right.
On that analogy.
Yeah.
Powerhouse. It's... The Atomos Ninja
is
the comparable of Mike Tyson going into the ring,
yeah.
A baseball bat, Negan's baseball bat.
Right, Walking Dead. Yes,
good that's reference. The Atomos.
You can record. It is possible with the Z6 II to record 12-bit ProRes or Blackmagic RAW.
That's incredible.
That's right at the top of what you would ever want from any of your... Well, cinematic footage.
I'm now wondering who they're aiming this at, and I'm scared of the price.
But yeah, there's a caveat to that. Obviously, you can only do that via the HDMI output to an external recorder. And the really stupid part, you can only do that if you're willing to pay for a firmware upgrade.
That's not a powerhouse then. It's a powerhouse without a roof.
Yeah.
But you can buy the roof. I mean, just more. Why doesn't it come with the roof, AJ? It's frustrating. I'm getting really cross with it. I'm thinking of Mike Tyson with Lucille in the ring, and now he's only got one arm. So it's a kind of powerhouse.
Yeah.
A powerhouse of stupidity.
Nikon, seriously lagging behind in the camera body world.
Yep.
They've...
Nikon, you've created a huge issue. Issue number one.
Right.
You're going to blame it all on COVID, the fact that you haven't done enough.
Yeah.
That's like, annoying.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
Really annoying. Yeah. Two,
yeah.
The use of multimedia and powerhouse. And power, if you've got to buy the power.
Yeah, extra power
and
available.
You've got to use another company's power, which you're going to, the whole Atomos thing, that's where the power is.
Yeah.
So that's allowed you to do less, and that's not good enough. And it's not good enough because the whole industry should have had a kick up the backside when you came from photo into video.
It's upsetting, and I can feel your frustration, and you really did get on a soapbox there.
Sorry.
It's upsetting because Nikon are one of those historic, huge name brands in the camera world. They carry, that name in itself carries a huge amount of weight, but they have been lagging behind. They've sold less last year in bodies. I'm pretty sure they sold less than Olympus. And Olympus's camera company got sold off. They got rid of it because it wasn't doing enough. It feels like they have stood by and watched the camera world move into this, we need to be a hybrid, multimedia focused landscape. They've stood by, watched it happen, and are now trying to play catch up, and they're not doing it well enough. They seriously run the risk of being completely irrelevant next year. If Nikon were really good, it would push Canon and Sony harder. Canon and Sony are currently the market leaders. Canon by a long way if you're looking at units sold. Sony seem to cram as much technology as possible into their bodies and offer almost better value. Panasonic have taken the video world that they were already good at and put it into this hybrid form factor of cameras like the GH5, the S1 range. They've stolen a march on it. Even Fuji, who you wouldn't historically associate with video at all,
no.
They've all stolen a march. But without Nikon pushing, there's less competition. When there's less competition, there's less drive on price for consumers, there's less innovation. And ultimately, it's us as users that suffer from having poorer or less options on the market because we don't have that competition. And I genuinely believe that Nikon, if they don't step it up, will become redundant in the next couple of years. And we may see it even being taken over by someone else. You'll see something daft like Nikon being bought by a company like Apple or Google to work on their camera technology for their phones. And Nikon will become like a camera phone brand.
That was lovely, OJ.
Thanks very
much. Quite a rant.
Yes, that's my rant. Not really our normal lively selves, but when I saw that news this morning, I gotta be honest, it made me a little bit angry. That brings us to the end of this week's camera news.
Oh, you've got nothing else?
That's it. That's just that.
Okay.
One large soapbox.
Oh, it's good. It's yeah. Good. It's put Nikon to right. So that's another company not going to send us anything.
They didn't anyway, and I was never interested before.
So tune in same time next time or some other time because we, you know, it depends when we do this.
Yes.
And yeah, thanks, bye, and stuff. Head over to Canon.
Hashtag talk to InGaff. Get in there. And anyone that uses that hashtag, I will send them something. Something.
Of yours.
So.
I know it's going to be something of mine. Don't send them anything
I'm
good.
Going there.
They can have something watermelon rubbish. Won't be very good, but still do it.
Okay.
It won't. No.
Bye, Pete.
No.